This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And that's us, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And this first hour, we'll have America's Money Answer Man, Jordan Goodman, with us in a moment as well. Real quick, though, the answer to yesterday's impossible question is, can you name what so many people have come to love was created by accident in 1938? The correct answer was the chocolate chip cookie.
I love them.
Discovered by accident. There you go.
Okay. So,
today's impossible question. You can answer this again on the RushToReason.com website. If you're a married man, I should say, there is a 50% chance that you do not know this about your wife. What is it?
Well, if it's Joe Biden, it's her name.
Well, he struggles that with everybody, Andy.
Yes.
It's not just Jill.
Okay.
Just saying.
What are some of the options?
How much money they've spent on jewelry. A secret credit card. Their shoe size.
Okay, may I?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense, because who buys shoes for their wife? Your wife always wants to go and buy her own shoes. When it's jewelry, she doesn't mind if you're there. In fact, she kind of likes it. She goes around. You get to put the bling on her. Shoes? Never.
I'll start the man's club for buying shoes. Easy. Piece of cake.
Yeah, but I mean buying them for her.
Yes. Piece of cake.
You buy shoes for...
Yes. Not hard. Never has been.
Well, I'm not saying it's hard. I'm saying that it's such a personalized thing. My wife wouldn't want me there.
Really?
Yeah. Hey,
okay, Jordan, break the tie. What do you think?
Jewelry.
How much money they spend on jewelry? Good answer.
Okay, what's the last one?
They act like a Karen when you're not around. I would hope that's not the case.
A Karen when you're not around.
Yeah, let's hope that's not the case. Let's hope that's not the answer.
Okay.
By the way. Anyways, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Jordan Goodman, again, you heard him there. America's Money Answer Man. We got a lot to discuss today. There's always a lot going on, Jordan. It never really slows down.
Hey, Jordan, just so you know, in your honor, I'm wearing a Tax the Rich dress right now.
Oh, there you go,
very
Andy.
Nice.
They're all the rage.
He looks great, Jordan.
I do.
You were at the Met Ball last night?
Yeah. I was.
He paid his $30,000 admittance fee.
And I had that terrible, awkward moment when I saw AOC, and you're wearing the exact same thing, and you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Terrible.
I thought
you had the same
awful
designer, huh? Yes.
Yeah, and here they say that it was specially made for you.
It's not.
No.
Anyways, yeah,
well, she made her political statement in her own way.
Oh, yes. So can somebody? And I know I should know this as a talk show host, but I don't. What is that event for? What do they do there?
Well, this is the big annual dinner for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where they raise money. Remember Ocean's 11? They had That was the Met Ball.
Okay, got it.
And everybody gets dressed up beyond, it's fancier than the Oscars.
Makes sense.
This is like the ultimate thing. You guys have to go next time.
Yeah, I guess I will.
You've been missing out.
I guess
Jordan,
so.
I got to ask you a question. Could you imagine yourself at something that stuffy for a whole
evening? I could imagine it. It's not who I am normally, but I'd kind of get a kick out of it. I don't know.
I'd go once just for the grins, yeah. I'd do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Too stuffy.
I could do it one time just for the heck of it. Sure. Why not?
All right.
You and talk. ASC would have some interesting conversations, I think.
Oh, I'm sure we would. Yeah.
It would be a lively table.
It would be a lively table for sure.
Nice dress.
You got that? You got that right. All right. Let's talk about these infrastructure bills that are now trying to make their way through. And there are, even more than one politician saying that they're not really in favor of the way things are structured right now, especially the way the bill is written. What are your thoughts? What do you know?
So, okay, let's go back to the beginning here. We have two bills, $1.2 trillion, what I call hard infrastructure, which is roads, bridges, broadband, sewer systems, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That got 69 votes in the Senate, so a lot of Republicans support that, pretty much bipartisan support. And so that passed the Senate, and now it's been put over to the House. And then you have a $3.5 trillion, what I call soft infrastructure bill, which had zero Republican support, which is pre-K education, free pre-K education for everybody, free community college, help for the elderly, all kinds of social programs.
Have you mentioned anything infrastructure yet?
Climate change. They do have some things in there that climate change protector kinds of things.
Okay.
But the rest of it is pretty much social programs.
So we're going to pave over the climate?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, then.
That would be good. That went past the Senate 50-50 with Vice President Harris breaking the tie, zero Republican support. And now it's in the House. And Nancy Pelosi has promised to vote on both bills by September 27th, basically 2 weeks from today. And there's a lot of wrangling going on as to how this is going to work, because they know on the hard infrastructure bill, that probably would pass both the House and the Senate as such. They know that there's going to be zero Republican support for the soft infrastructure bill, but the Democrats are tying the two together, saying you can't get your hard infrastructure if you don't get your soft.
What about Manchin and Sinema, though? Are they actually going with the 3.5?
At the moment, no. At least Manchin explicitly on the Sunday shows this last weekend said he is not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure as currently projected. He wants the price tag to be much lower. He's talking about $1.5 trillion, something like that. Bernie Sanders said $3.5 trillion is the compromise. We came down from $6
trillion. Oh, geez.
So, that's good.
Yeah. So if they don't have Manchin's vote, and Kristen Sinema of Arizona is another one, they don't have it in the Senate. They do not have a way to pass it. It's a reconciliation bill, meaning straight vote, no amendments. Majority only, not filibuster proof. And that would sink the whole thing. Now, if they in fact tie the two together and you sink the soft infrastructure, you sunk the hard infrastructure too. So in the next 2 weeks, the entire thing may go down in smoke.
Hmm.
Which is not what anybody wants. We need the hard infrastructure, and I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah, we need some of the hard infrastructure. I would debate on how much of it we need, but that's me.
About $500 billion has already been legislated. This is an additional $500-600 billion, because there's a lot of money for COVID relief that actually was not used.
Correct.
So it's actually not that much more.
Right.
But we do have bridges falling down. We have not invested in infrastructure in a major way in a long, long time.
No, we've spent it on other garbage that we shouldn't have spent it on.
Yeah,
being honest.
Spent it on Taliban's infrastructure, actually.
Yes.
The weapons that
they built a nice airport over there that we just gave the Chinese.
$80 billion, something like that, yes.
Well, they're doing very well now. I mean, we should be proud as American taxpayers.
And they even wear our uniforms. They look very nice, actually. Very kind of classy.
A little more beardy than we are, but, you know, other than that, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
So this is
even the girls.
This is the major domestic priority of President Biden. And if I were him, I would just say, let's get the hard infrastructure bill done, at least get a win, because that's something that's very difficult to get any bipartisanship today, and there is that on that. So,
there's an election midterm coming up in 2022.
This is the major issue that we're going to have, is what have you done for me lately? If he gets the hard infrastructure, he has something to hang his hat on. If this whole thing blows up, he'll have nothing to hang his hat on, basically. Now, part of the soft infrastructure bill is tax increases. And yesterday we got the details about the tax increases from the House Ways and Means Committee. They're talking about raising $2 trillion. Now remember, we're spending $3.5 trillion, so it's not even the full amount. But the $2 trillion includes a corporate tax increase from 21% to 26.5%, a top income tax rate going from 37% to 39.6%, a surcharge of 3%, on those over $5 million, and a whole series of other taxes. Now, they didn't go for everything that they want. For example, they were talking about getting rid of the stepped-up basis. This is when somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the people who inherit get it at the price on the date of death, so all the appreciation during the person who died's life
right
never gets taxed. That remained. They did not put that into the bill. The stepped-up basis would remain. They did talk about raising the capital gains rate, which is currently 20% to 25%. Biden had talked about raising it to the regular income rate of 39.6%, so they didn't do that. So there was some moderation in the tax increases, but clearly the Republicans will not support a single amount on that. And the other thing that could sink the whole bill is the state and local tax, the SALT deduction, where the representatives in the high-tax states in New York, New Jersey, California, and other places say, we're not going to vote for this bill if you don't restore at least part of the SALT deduction. You remember during the Bush tax cut, during the Trump tax cut, they limited the SALT deduction to $10,000. And that really hurt the high-tax states, and they want to get some of that back. So there's a lot of maneuvering to be done here, and it's just not clear with Joe Manchin on one side, the progressives on another, the SALT people in the middle, whether they're all going to be able to get this through in the next 2 weeks or so.
Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a question on the corporate increase? Sure. Well, I mean, you've got Richard Neal. He's the House Ways and Means Chairman, and he wants it graduated to be 18% if you, under 400,000.
For smaller businesses, he wants to lower it. That is correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. 21% under $5 million, and then 26.5% for over $5 million. But doesn't this simply put the highest tax rate on those who have the means to move offshore?
Exactly. And people and companies respond to incentives. Mm-hmm. And when you raise tax rates, you give an incentive for them to move offshore. Now, in the past, when we were at 35%, lots of companies were moving to Ireland and other places, Canada, for lower taxes. That has kind of slowed down a lot now that we went to 21%. But you're right. Small businesses are not going to move overseas. It's the big businesses that have the opportunity to do that. Right. So you're exactly right. It'll push jobs. And the National Association of Manufacturing, the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, all the business groups are saying this is a big mistake to raise corporate taxes because you're going to lose jobs, slow the economy, and push your companies overseas.
Yeah, I mean, he's putting it down at 18% for those who can't move.
Right. That's right. And on top of all that, if this all happened, which I don't think it's going to, but if it all happened, I don't think it would raise close to $2 trillion.
No, I agree with that, too.
No, no, no.
You're right.
What always happens, I've seen this over many, many years, is the tax increases never collect the amount of money they're talking about. And the revenue, the spending, is always more than they projected, right? That's why we have these huge deficits. And I think this would be a massive case of that. Companies and individuals would find ways not to pay those higher taxes for the most part. And the revenues, the expenses would just soar as all these programs would go way over budget. That would be my prediction.
I agree with you. You're 100% correct. Got a question for Jordan. Text us 307-282-22, or you can call direct and get on phone with us, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. Don't forget you can buy Cooper tires at cost right now and get 10% off any maintenance or repair. And yes, you can actually get the Cooper tires at cost. Now, you don't get the 10% off on the tires you're buying at cost because you're buying them at their cost. That makes perfect sense. But you can still get the rest of your work done at a really great price here through September. Mention Rush to Reason. Find them at klzradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't make excuses. Right now, auto repair shops across the country have full lots because nobody can find the parts they need. Delays in the supply chain have led to nationwide shortages, so suppliers have started raising prices. Smaller shops, run by one or two guys, just don't have the time or resources to spend hours on the phone hunting down parts. Corporate chains don't care enough to even try. The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes every delay personally. They don't believe in sitting back and hoping things will get better, nor will they gouge their customers. Thanks to their buying power, the team at Extreme Auto has more leverage than a one- or two-person shop, along with the manpower to locate parts. They're working harder to protect their customers by maintaining competitive prices and wait times. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for an exclusive Rush to Reason discount. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
All right, Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. We'll get into some of that a little bit later as well, where some of you can tap into that equity you're sitting on top of and use it for various items. Again, those are things we'll talk to Jordan about. Any questions you have for Bruce, please give him a call today. KLZradio.com, 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons tells you from the beginning, your loan balance will likely grow over time. The first certified reverse mortgage professional in Colorado to specialize exclusively in reverse mortgage loans. Bruce prides himself on thoroughly explaining how the loan works before asking you to make any decisions. As a result, Bruce has a satisfaction rating of 100%. In 18 years, Bruce has never once heard from a client who regretted doing the loan because he lays out the pros and cons in advance. Your reverse mortgage gives you the benefit of owning your home free and clear, but it's still a loan, which means your loan balance will likely grow over time. Get a no-regrets reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons by understanding how the loan works ahead of time. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage, Inc. is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Before you sell a house, you clean up the front to maximize the sale price with curb appeal. Before you sell a business, you get organized so buyers can see their potential earnings clearly. Buyers want to purchase an investment, not a job. To make your company more attractive to a buyer, your business needs to run smoothly without you. Hire John Rush as your personal business coach before you sell to maximize your profits. Email John at rushtoreason.com for one free session.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And we're back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Jordan, how do folks find you directly, by the way?
MoneyAnswers.com, and I get emails from listeners all the time.
Perfect. All right. We appreciate that. Let's talk about, I did happen to watch today, the announcement of the Apple and the new iPhone, which they do on an annual fall basis. So they didn't hesitate to do that again today. What are your thoughts?
So they've got the iPhone 13. People thought they might skip 13, but they didn't. Nope. It's going to be the 13. It's going to have 2.5 hours more battery life than the previous model. It's got what's called cinematic mode, which allows to capture kind of a movie-style video with much greater depth. So the camera is much better. In general, it's just improved in all kinds of ways. Obviously, it's 5G. They launched that last year.
Right.
And there are four models. The lowest is $699 for the Mini, up to about $1,500 for the Pro Max, which is the biggest one, which is a 6.1-inch screen. So you know, it's not revolutionary, but each time they do, they get make it much better. That's for sure. And I think that's a lot of them. I mean, 5G is we're about a year into it, and we've still got a long way to go. A lot of people do not have 5G, so I think it'll do quite well.
No, I agree with you. They seem to they just have that niche, Jordan, and you know this as well, where you know they launch a new product, and even though in this case it's a sort of a refresh of a current product that they have, there's not a lot of things revolutionary other than, to your point, you know, the camera system and the glass has been upgraded and there's a few things along those lines, but all in all, you know, to the naked eye, you would notice a lot of differences. There will be some internal differences, more storage capacity, things along those lines. And what they're really going after, which I think was really interesting, is, you know, and we've seen this and watched it over the years with all smartphones, not just this one, but the need to have any kind of a, you know, family movie recording device around your house has literally gone away. This new one that they're coming out with, the iPhone 13, literally has the ability to not only do what you just said, but then edit everything to the point where literally you could publish almost a movie right out of your phone if you wanted to.
Right, at very high quality level.
Yes.
Very, very high quality. The other thing that they did is the watch, the Apple Watch Series 7 now, has a much larger screen than the previous watch, and it's got a full keyboard on the watch, which it has not had before.
Which, you've always had to just do I don't know how to explain it. You draw on it to make a letter, which sucks.
Exactly.
It stinks.
So that's better. I think that's better.
I agree.
And they also upgraded the iPad, both the iPad and the iPad Mini, giving it 5G capacity, which it didn't have before. and much more storage capacity. The iPhone is going to have a terabyte of memory.
Amazing.
That's a lot.
It's amazing, actually. Lot.
If you think what's in that iPhone.
I know.
This is like eons better than, you know, like when we landed on the moon in 1969, you know, all the computers combined to make that happen weren't even close to what you get on an iPhone.
No, we were clear down in just the, you know, small megabytes or, you know, bytes, if you would, in those days, not terabyte. It's just, I mean, it is. It's incredible. I mean, it really, if you think about it that way, what you just said, it's really a masterful feat in what they're able to do. And I guess, you know, question for you when it comes to the money sides of the fence, and, you know, folks are always looking for, you know, where do I invest, where do I not invest, which companies are going to be healthy and do well and so on. You know, these guys, you know, they're, you like them or not, you know, Jordan, they just continue to come out with more and more products all the time. They won another great lawsuit, by the way, a couple of days ago that will help their cash position as well. So, you know, bottom line is they're still healthy.
Stock's done really well this year. I think this will give it another boost. Doesn't happen instantly, but in the long term, they've got market share. The customers love them, and I think it just keeps adding to the love. Now, not everybody needs to upgrade. They kind of make you feel guilty that you haven't upgraded, but a lot of people will upgrade to this who didn't do it. A lot of people still have the 9 and the 10.
Yeah, some do it every other year, every third year, so they'll get a certain amount of that no matter what.
Yeah. And around the world, I mean, what they're saying is that only about 2 or 3 countries really have major 5G penetration now, and this is a global product. I mean, they have a huge reach around the world. This will allow 5G to go many, many more places around the world than currently exists.
And again, they continue to be, unless I'm wrong, Jordan, they continue to be a company that I believe has more stockpile of cash than I believe anybody.
They do. They do. Something like $150 billion in cash. They've been buying back their stock, but they have the money to invest in R&D. To build that fantastic new headquarters, which I guess nobody's in now. This launch today was done pretty much virtually.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's amazing. You know, you have this huge building, this big circle building that you can even see from space, and nobody's in it. It's
right.
Just crazy. But they have the money to do the R&D, and if there's a problem, they fix it. There was this recent fault that allowed hackers to get in. They solved it right away and put out
patch came out immediately. You're correct. And again, whether you like them or not, you know, politically speaking and all of that, the one thing that I will give Apple you know, thumbs up for, and a lot of folks may not like me for saying this, but they are very big on the consumer privacy protection sides of the fence. In fact, they have gone to battle with the feds over that, and to their credit, they are always on the consumer side when it comes to your privacy, which I appreciate.
That's right. And they've had these battles recently over the App Store where they take a 30% cut of whatever the app developer sells it for. And there's been a big battle. As you said, Epic Games, which is what makes Fortnite, was saying we want to be able to sell Fortnite not through the App Store. And they just had a lawsuit where Apple won 7 out of 8 charges and pretty much won the lawsuit. I mean, they're saying it's a monopoly. I think you talk about security. By having it in that App Store, they make it secure, that if it's outside the App Store, all kinds of crazy things happening, malware. For example, with Android, it's not clean at all. There's all kinds of ways of getting hacked when you download apps from the Android, the Google Play Store. So Apple's a behemoth, but they deserve it. They really do a good job.
Well, I mean, you know, I've talked about it on air all the time, and, you know, give them credit where credit's due. Steve Jobs and his crew back in the day in 07, 08, you know, really invented the smartphone, and really what we have today was a reincarnation on all levels, whether you're an Android user or an Apple user. What you're using today came out of what those guys wanted to bring to market back in those days.
And it changed many industries.
It did.
Not just the phone industry.
That's correct.
The music industry, the photography industry.
The video camera industry, like I just said a moment ago, you know, personal video cameras are no longer needed.
Who needs a video camera anymore? So it completely, in one device, changed many, many industries. In the financial industry, they've got an Apple Pay card now that you can just swipe your phone and check out of things. We kind of look back, and it really is quite revolutionary what they've done and continue to innovate and make it better all the time.
Jordan, do you see all these pay online things getting rid of cards at one point, or at least making them not nearly as needed?
Absolutely. You're seeing that. I mean, you're seeing that with PayPal and the Apple Card. You just swipe your phone in front of a reader, and that's it. You don't need a card
at all. And personally speaking, what I see as the drawback to that, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, Jordan, is the merchant acceptance on their end. In other words, the ability for the merchants to buy the latest technology that allow you to use your phone to do so. To me, that's the drawback. The technology is there and exists. There's a lot of pumps you can go to where you just swipe your phone.
Exactly.
You know, you just hang your phone out there and away you go. But when it comes to, you know, not, by the way, not all stations are set up for that.
No, it is an investment on the part of merchants, but they have to keep up as well. I mean, the way things are going, Amazon now has these stores. I think it's a Whole Foods store. Where it's literally you go in and don't have to pay at all. There are no cashiers. You're identified at the beginning. They know who you are. And as you take things, they and you literally walk out of the store with your stuff and you get charged on your card.
Amazon Fresh is what they're called.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, do you think that these phone payment options might come to the point where they would actually look at some of these vendors and say, hey, we'll either pay for it or give you a great deal on putting that tech right there at your spot?
Well, some do. I think PayPal does things like that. Square is another one that offers that kind of thing. That's the way things are going.
Yeah, and the way I see it, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the way this will work is I remember back in the day where you had to take a credit. For a lot of you that are young, this is how we did it in the old days. You had these carbon copied paper receipts that were from MasterCard or Visa,
right.
Your bank supplied them, and you had this machine that you used to roll across the top of it after you stuck the credit card itself on top of the platen, where you would then roll across it and it would actually make a image of the card, and you had to call a phone number to actually get approval for the transaction you were now submitting, and blah, blah, blah. My point is this, Jordan, eventually it got to the point where if you didn't have the later technology, in some cases, people would just refuse to do business with you and they'd go someplace else that did. I could see that happening.
You're dating yourself, John. I remember those days too, but most people don't know what you're talking about today.
I know. I'm
well,
old.
Jordan, aren't they going to, let's say you're at a vendor and, you know, we'll go into my neck of the woods, movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And let's say you have, like you said, Square or four or five or six different kinds of phone pay options. Well, that vendor can't have four or five or six different, you know, boxes out there. They're going to have one box that accepts all the various kinds of payment. So are you going to have somebody being, you know, putting out that kind of box that accommodates all those companies? And then how are they going to pay those companies? How is this all going to work?
Yeah, I mean, those boxes do exist now where you choose which, you know, am I going to do MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, Square, all in one place? So, yes, that does exist today. And then the merchant pays whoever the processing goes through. It's a very efficient way of doing it. Really, compared to what John was just talking about, the old days where you roll it over and they have to call in for a code. I mean, this is much more efficient.
Oh, you think? Just a little bit. Yeah,
I would say
a teeny bit. Yeah. All right, Jordan Goodman with us, America's Money Answer Man. We'll come right back. Mike and Aurora, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. I know you got a comment on phones as well. We'll be right back. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, our great sponsor, by the way, of Rush to Reason. And really, they sponsor us 7 days a week, and they are just a great sponsor of us here at KLZ. And they will be at the Denver Fall Home Show this week, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Be sure to stop by and say hello. And don't forget this week, if you text KLZ to this number, 720-526-0231, they will give you their Absolute Advantage membership, which is a $329 value. It gives you priority service, 10% off all other services. They come out a couple of times a year to check things out. It's just a part of that service. You get that free right now by texting KLZ at that number. By the way, that'll be on the website tonight, so if you miss this, just go to rushtoreason.com, find it there. But that's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Again, find them either on our website or klzradio.com.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air listens to their customers. After every AC installation, the customer service team at Absolute calls the homeowners to thank them for their patronage. During the phone call, they also ask about the customer's experience with Absolute. The leadership team at Absolute takes customer feedback seriously, implementing company-wide changes based on the responses they receive. Just in the past couple of months, Absolute has hired their first team of boiler techs based on customer demand, so they may serve homeowners with non-traditional heating systems this winter.
Normally, HVAC companies have a hard time finding boiler techs because boilers require a very specific skill set. Fortunately for Absolute, techs want to work for a company that listens. Thanks to their 800 Google reviews, averaging 4.9 stars out of 5, Absolute attracts some of the most experienced talent in the industry. Call the team that listens. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Say hello to the staff from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air during the Denver Home Show, September 17th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center.
All right, guys, one of our other great partners, Franktown Firearms, out in Elizabeth. If there's anything you need when it comes to owning a firearm, they're your guys. They got a full CCW course for $120. You can register for that. They do that on a weekly basis. Get ready for hunting season, which literally is just around the corner. You name it, it's all there at Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms wants to help beginners take responsibility for their own safety. You can be a complete novice to the shooting sports and still benefit from a tactical training course. It's all about the aha moment when you start to picture how you'd respond in a real-life scenario. Walking down the range toward a moving target instead of remaining stationary gives you a much better sense of how accurate you'd be in a home invasion situation. Suddenly, you understand why you'd rather use a shotgun than a pistol for at-home security, because it's a whole lot easier to hit a moving target with a shotgun. Franktown Firearms keeps their training courses affordable and fun, so everyone can develop confidence through practice with a pistol, rifle, or shotgun. You don't need a membership to sign up for classes, so register now. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for exclusive KLZ discounts. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Catherine and Robin look at every sale with reverence and respect. KLZ's real estate team will roll up their sleeves and pull weeds in the yard, touch up the paint on the doorframe, clean cobwebs out of the window wells, because your property holds meaning for you, even as you prepare to leave the home. They can still remember one client standing outside the house after leaving for the last time, looking at the home with wistful emotion. He needed one more chance to relive the memories. Catherine and Robin believe homeowners deserve better service than the average real estate agent can provide. By offering the time and talents of two qualified agents for the price of one, they provide a smooth transition from one home to the next. Call 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or visit KandRHomeTransitions.com. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby, K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy Pate, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, with us today as he is every month. We appreciate that very much. Mike and Aurora, though, you're next. You're on with Jordan. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, John. Technology is incredible. Apple is wonderful. The iPhone is incredible. I won a contest online for an iPhone. Well, actually, it was for an Apple gift card.
Okay.
In 2008, it was for $599, and I looked at, I don't remember if I looked at their website or I looked at the store, because I didn't have a smartphone or any kind of internet device at the time.
Sure.
And I said, okay, well, I'll just, I'll go with the iPhone 1. And I got it free, but I had to pay $38.71 or something like that at the Apple store in Park Meadows. But I kept it for 2 years, and it's just a wonderful device. And somebody gave me I don't remember what it was. I think it was a Nokia smartphone, mm-hmm. and it was on the BlackBerry system.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God! What a horrible thing that was.
It was different.
I got locked out.
Us old BlackBerry users had to merge from one to the other, and it was a totally different way of doing it.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
Suddenly had a car with square wheels.
Exactly. It was way different. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got somehow locked out, and I just threw the thing in the trash.
That's a good story, Mike. Good one.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, and I mean, I think this iPhone 13 with the ability to call satellite. Me and my brother go camping, four-wheeling off-road in South Park with the 47-year-old Nissan 720 4x4 pickup.
Yep.
And I'm always thinking, man, if this thing breaks, how are we going to get out of here? And that would be a lifesaver.
It would be. Yeah. I don't know if that's out quite yet. And Mike, I appreciate the phone call very much. Jordan, I didn't see that listed. Is that even there yet or not yet?
I haven't seen that listed. People have been talking about connecting to a satellite. I haven't seen that listed in the write-up today.
I did not either. Okay, yeah. Earl is next. Earl, you're on with Jordan Goodman. What's going on, sir?
Hi, I had heard that the Met Gala tickets were $35,000 each. And that AOC had wore a $40,000 dress. I'm just wondering who paid the taxes on that. And then is Ken Payne finance laws going to come after her? Is anybody going to investigate that or enforce it?
And you know what was on the dress, Earl? You know what it said on there, right?
No, I didn't pay attention.
Tax the rich.
Tax the rich. It was a white dress, and it was red lettering saying tax the rich.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah, it looked like Charlie just said it looked like a Chick-fil-A bag is kind of what the dress looked like. Sort of did, actually.
That's either a gift or a campaign.
Great question, Earl. I don't know how that part works, because if that's, you can't use campaign funds to enter that, because that becomes a donation at that point. So she cannot be using campaign funds to do that. So I have no idea how that works.
Yeah, most politicians don't literally wrap themselves in a billboard when they go to
not usually.
Event.
She got that, a lot of attention for
great
it.
Question.
Thanks. We'll have to ask
thanks,
her.
Thanks, Earl. No, that's a great question, by the way.
Who paid for it?
Yeah, next time I go, I'll be sure to sit across from her and I'll ask that anyways.
I want to be at that table.
Sure you do. All right, let's talk about the employment situation
the
where we're at right now.
The waiters have to take the knives away, though.
They would have to. Yes, they would. All right, the American employment situation. Unemployment ended for a lot of individuals. Yes, there are still some that will be on unemployment legitimately based upon them paying into it and so on. But the extra stuff all goes away. And in a lot of cases, and we've seen it even in the applications and things that have gone on. I've had even listeners calling in that, own companies or run companies. And the employment applications, Jordan, have definitely gone up since the first of the month. What's your thoughts on all of this?
Well, we need them. We had a record 11 million unfilled jobs in the latest month. I mean, we've never seen anything. The previous month was about 10 million. And it's a combination of factors. I think unwillingness to work, not having the skills to do the jobs that are available. A lot of baby boomers who are now in their 60s and 70s retiring or have already retired, so they're out of the workforce. So it's a combination of factors that means that we have a tremendous shortage of workers. And we've been restricting immigration in various ways. So it's only going to get worse. I think the labor shortage is going to get worse in many cases.
I agree, so, by the way. Yeah, I don't deny that. I think you're right. And it will force, and this will be another potential investment opportunity, depending on the company that does these things, or the companies, plural, that do these things, and that'll be the automation side of the fence. Some folks will not be, or some companies, Jordan, will not have any choice but to automate.
Yeah, and particularly in the service sector. I mean, restaurants being one example. It's really hard to find servers and cooks and so on to run restaurants these days. Restaurants have had a really hard time with COVID, all the shutdowns, and now as they're trying to reopen, there's a dramatic labor shortage for them.
Which goes back to, again, I hate to be a whiner and complainer here, but I go back to our conversation a moment ago about credit cards and how we pay and so on. And it looks to me like, A, if I were a restaurant owner, I wouldn't be because there's not enough profit typically in them. But if I were a restaurant owner, it looks to me like one way to speed things up, get your table turns up, and get things rolling in the restaurant itself is to eliminate that waiter or waitress from having to take that dang credit card all the way back to wherever your terminal is,
right,
figure out a way to run that thing, wait in line for all the other folks that may be in, ahead of you, and in the meantime, you've been asked three times on the way to the credit card machine to grab something else for all the other tables that are on your way there. Why don't these guys invest in the ability to just pay at the table?
So some places, Applebee's and some of the places do, they've got a, like a, it's like an iPad, basically.
Right, I've seen it. And by the way, I always throw the thing out of the way because it takes up too much table space.
But you can order from that, and you can pay from that. You can run your card right through that. So that is the direction things are going.
One step further, why can't I just do it on my smartphone? This beautiful thing that I carry around everywhere we go that literally you're attached to, why don't restaurants have the ability for me to just, at the end of my meal, however they want to do it, they just figure out a way to give me what my actual bill is. I check yes, no, whatever, and I pay and I leave.
I mean, that is true in some places. I've done that where, you know, you put on, they put on your smartphone and you put what the tip is and you click yes and it's done. So it's not at all as common as it should be, but that's the direction things are going.
Jordan, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
It's part of this big problem we have of not having enough workers. And there's this gigantic mismatch. You have 11 million unfilled jobs and about 9 million unemployed people. Somehow we should get those two together, and the unemployment rate would be dramatically lower. It's come down a lot. I think it's 5.2 is the latest number. But just think if we could get the unemployed people on the jobs that exist.
True.
It'd be better for workers. It'd be better for the desperate employers who are just desperate to get people who are willing to do the work. In many cases, it's not willing.
Well, I think there are a lot of people, Jordan, first of all, who have stacked up an awful lot of money from these benefits over the last year and a half. But setting that aside, I just think that's going to make it take a while for them to come back into the workforce. Setting that aside, let's say at that restaurant, they very soon start setting up screens where you log in, right, on their website, right on the screen. You log in, you place your order in full.
Right.
Right on there. And then you pay on that screen after you get your food and you put the tip on it. All of that is done by you. So all the waitress or waiter does is bring your food, make sure your drink is full, clear the table. Okay, there's one other advantage here. Since you're logging in, you can't leave without paying the check. They've got you. They have your information.
Sure.
I mean, it seems to me that people who try to, and this actually happens more in downtown areas, you know, very busy restaurants where it's
people
at the middle of the day.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, where people walk
They've
out.
Got
dine
you
and dash.
From the
dine and dash, Andy.
Would this kind of get rid of a lot of the dine and dash
fraud? It would. Technology is the solution in a case like this.
Yeah.
But all of this lack of employees is going to force businesses, already is forcing businesses, to force them to do automation.
Yep. That's my point. All right, we'll come right back. Answer the phone, Jordan. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Make sure before you leave this earth, your estate is in order. KLZradio.com or call 720-394-6887.
You know your own family. Who makes good decisions? Who doesn't? Who keeps the peace? Who stirs up trouble at family reunions? Who you trust with your money? Who you wouldn't? Fortunately, you also know which of those family members will make decisions on your behalf in an emergency, because you wisely set up your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. You know your family. Now make sure you know who will be in charge when it counts. KLZradio.com/estate.
All right, we're back. Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith, by the way, would love to help you with your future financial planning, much along the lines of what we're talking about today with Jordan. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Your CPA handles your tax preparation every spring, but you also need a financial advisor who includes tax planning in your strategies for retirement. Your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial will provide a clearer view of what your retirement will look like tax-wise. Tax planning matters most in your 50s and 60s when you still have time to accumulate wealth tax-free. Even after you've begun taking Social Security, however, Al Smith can still help you transition a portion of your nest egg into alternative, non-taxable accounts to create guaranteed income in retirement. You've already been setting money aside. Now, choose a financial advisor who specializes in preserving that money so your savings will last. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
We're back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. And there are changes coming in China, not because of what just happened in Afghanistan, but just in general. They've even, you know, really cracked down on different things going on in their country when it comes to social media and actors and actresses and things like that. Talk about that.
So the two new terms in China now are shared prosperity and the civilized internet. Now, shared prosperity means too many people have gotten too wealthy and they want to take their money away and give it to the masses. Distribution, classic communist distribution, from those horrible rich people to the wonderful poor people, basically.
Right.
It never works, but it sounds good.
Right.
So
it's a feel-good measure.
Like Jack Ma, who founded Alibaba and all these billionaires, they have a huge amount of billionaires. There's something called the Geely Index, which is the index of income inequality. And China, by far, is at the top as far as having the most billionaires and the most poor people. So there is an income inequality problem, but taking it from the rich and giving it to the poor through the government is never going to work. But that's what they talk about, shared prosperity. And related to that is they're trying to crack down on gambling and Bitcoin lavish displays of wealth. And movie stars and, you know, all the stuff they think is too Western. So remember way back when China was just opening up in the late 70s, Deng Xiaoping said, we want to get a few people to get rich because that's going to bring the entire economy up, which did. They've had the largest increase in the middle class in history by far, like 300 million people in the middle class. It was a desperately poor country after Mao and the Cultural Revolution and all that. So that's been a remarkable success. But now success is coming at the price of, you know, you're too rich and we have to share your prosperity for you. And related to that is the civilized internet, where they want to, I think they're limiting video games to 3 hours a week or something like that, and all kinds of censorship on what they find to be uncivilized on the internet. I mean, that's one thing we do have in America, is we do have more freedom of expression, but it's a sign of the times. And China's not doing this for themselves, but they want to do this around the world. They have very big ambitions to pretty much take over the world, and they will impose the same shared prosperity and civilized internet on everybody else that they buy out, including the Taliban would be their first ones.
Jordan, is this simply a sign of the rise of China? And what I'm talking about is the international power of China. You go back just 20 years ago, and America was still easily the preeminent force in the planet.
Right.
We aren't now. They are. They are. We're broke. They're rich. I don't care how powerful you say you are when you're in the kind of debt we are in. And it just seems to me when a nation like that rises to such power, they can impose their true selves more and more, and they're a communist nation.
Correct. They are a communist nation, but they have a lot of capitalist trends as well. I mean, Alibaba, as a company, came out of nowhere. It's like a combination of Amazon and Google. I mean, it's a very, very successful company. That's a capitalist success story within a communist system. And this has made a lot of people rich and made the country rich, and made them not only politically but militarily very powerful. And they're doing all kinds of provocative things. They're threatening Taiwan all the time. Mm-hmm. They've been taking over Hong Kong in a very aggressive way. They have took over an island in the South China Sea. They're going to buy out the Taliban because basically Afghanistan has no other place to go than China. So, yes, you're exactly right that the financial success they've had is giving them political and military power.
Jordan, financially, militarily, just in public opinion, have you ever seen China more unafraid of the United States?
That's correct. They're feeling their oats, I guess you might say.
Yes, they are.
I mean, back in like 2002, when we let them into the World Trade Organization, the whole idea was get them as part of the world trade system and it'll change their politics. Didn't work, okay? It made them rich.
Right.
And a lot of American jobs were outsourced to China because their labor costs were a tenth of what they were here, and they're perfectly good quality stuff. We lost a huge amount of market share and debt. I mean, we rely on them to bail us out of our high spending ways here. So, yes, we are in a much weaker position than we were, say, 20 years ago with China.
All right, talk. I've got about a minute or so left is all. The rise in inflation, which, by the way, has gone up. In fact, there's some stats out there that will say that it's, you know, kind of shrunk back some, although I would deny that because when you look at all of the things we buy as Americans on a daily basis, the things we buy anyways, there's definitely a huge increase in prices across the board.
So the numbers this morning came out. The CPI is up 0.3%, which is a little bit less than expected. It's a 5.3% annual rate year over year on the consumer side. When the producer prices came out, it was up 8.3% year over year. So we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. There's definitely more inflation going on. And all of the stimulus programs we talked about, and all the demand that's being created by that, and all the supply disruptions, I think there's a lot more inflation in the system. And what we talked about as well is the job situation. We have all these unfilled jobs.
Right.
Employers have to raise wages to attract people. So we've started a wage price inflation spiral. And the Federal Reserve is way behind on it.
I agree. What do you think their next move is? What are they going to do?
Well, they're going to start tapering, probably maybe in November, something like that. Which they've been buying $120 billion worth of bonds a month. They'll taper that back to maybe 100 and phase the whole thing out sometime by the middle of next year. But they're going to still keep interest rates at zero, which is amazing considering the economy is growing at like 6% and we have inflation taking off. They're mm-hmm. continuing to keep interest rates at zero.
All right. Jordan, with that, as always, I appreciate you joining us. How do folks find you again? If they've got questions, what do they need to do?
So moneyanswers.com is my website. I've got about 150 different resources on there to help people in all aspects of their personal finances. And I'm always glad to get emails from your listeners, John.
Jordan, as always, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next month, sir.
Very good. Thank you both.
All right. American National Insurance is coming up next, folks. My personal agent, by the way, Paul Leuenberger, he would love to help you with whatever insurance need you have. He's got a way of sharing deductibles. He's got a rebate program. He'll insure classic cars in a totally different manner than others will as well. So whatever your need is, give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Your teenager is your biggest financial risk. You buy Reliable Auto Insurance in part to protect yourself from financial loss in case you get in a wreck with large repair expenses for your own vehicle. But you also buy Reliable Auto Insurance to protect yourself from lawsuits. Now, you might not think you make enough money to be at risk of getting sued, but you do have a teenager who drives your car. Let's pose a little scenario that we heard from a real KLZ listener. Your granddaughter is driving your car and gets in a major wreck. You do have auto insurance, but it's not enough coverage. You only had the state minimums. So the other person's insurance company comes after you personally for everything they can get. For years afterward, part of your paycheck goes towards paying someone else's bills. With the right coverage, this could have been avoided. Get the auto coverage you need from Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance. Call 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Myself, Andy Pate. We appreciate Jordan Goodman joining us as he always does once a month. Charlie Grimes as well. We got a minute left of this particular hour.
Okay, quick question.
Yes.
Have you ever seen any foreign country as empowered by an election like China was with us getting rid of Donald Trump?
Not in my lifetime.
Can you in any way fathom that China had nothing to do with the election of Joe Biden?
They had everything to do with the election of Joe Biden.
Yes. I mean, I have said repeatedly it meant trillions to them.
Oh, huge.
In fact, mm-hmm. it meant global dominance to them.
Well, they just gained a country over it, Andy.
They gained one, and they're gaining influence everywhere else.
Right.
Donald Trump was the one roadblock to the richest nation on the planet.
Correct. And they eliminated that.
Yes, they did.
That threat on their end went away. They now, I believe, personally speaking, that China is exactly where they want to be. They've got Joe Biden exactly where they want him. They have the rest of this country where they want it. They will continue to flex their muscles and increase their dominance worldwide, including over us, any way, shape, or form they can. That's my opinion and my prediction.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I look at these people on our side, the very few Republicans who said, I can't vote for Donald Trump. I just don't. And I'm thinking to myself, not only did you put Biden in the White House,
right,
but you just made China into the dominant force.
That's right.
Possibly going forward for several
you
decades.
You sure did. You're exactly right. And that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
You got it. So we'll be back. Hour number two is next. If you missed any of this first hour, catch it tonight between 6 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, myself and Andy will be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.